go to later. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that in a day and age when everything seems to be so unsettled around us, that we can anchor our souls in the haven of rest. We pray now, Lord, that you meet with us. We pray that your name might be honored and glorified in everything that's said and done today. Be with us this morning in the service. Be with us in the time of fellowship following. And we'll give you the praise in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Please stand and join with us as we sing, "And Are We Yet Alive?"
Thank you.
The responsive reading will be on the screen here and is also in your worship folder. It comes from Ephesians chapter 3. When I think of the wisdom and scope of the Father's plan, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will give you mighty inner strength through his Holy Spirit.
And I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your hearts as you trust in him. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love.
And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love really is. Now glory be to God. By his mighty power at work within us, he is able to accomplish infinitely more than we could ever dare ask or hope.
May he be given glory in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever through endless ages. Amen.
Okay, I need some help up here. Jim, could you and Richard take these? As we have already mentioned, we have someone here this morning who is here for their final Sunday, probably in quite a while. I want to give you an opportunity to share some thoughts that you want to share with Terry. We don't always have the opportunity to write these things down on a card. There are some cards to be signed over there if you want to do that. But if you have any final words or final thoughts that you want to share with Terry, this would be a good opportunity to do it. If you two gentlemen will stand, when you see somebody raise their hand, you take them the microphone so everybody can hear what they have to say. We want to be sure that Terry has plenty of opportunity to cry this morning. Okay? Okay, anybody have any thoughts you want to share? Any parting thoughts you want to share with Terry?
I would just like to say that Terry has been so valuable to this church in so many different ways. It's going to be hardly impossible to replace her, and we are really going to miss her in Orly greatly.
Thank you. If you two will pass those microphones around to anybody that else that wants them, or if you want to... Okay, we got somebody up here in the choir.
I'll just say for myself, too, that
yeah, okay.
John, when I heard she was leaving, it was like just this shock, right?
It's
like,
everybody
like the
volunteered.
Foundation kind of was crumbled just a little bit underneath, and I think I'm still in a state of denial, actually. So, and I really do hope that she makes good on her promise to come back periodically and show herself here.
Being our musical director and leading us to sing like we're supposed to, I just want to say that when we had our handbell choir, Terry was given the B note, but every time she played, it sounded a little off. And she, at the end, she looked, and I believe it was B flat. So we know... it wasn't her fault. But anyway, we know that she be sharp, she not be flat. And we wish her well, and we calculate mathematically that in so many days or years, or we will have her back again. She'll be back. She can't stay away. And we love her, and Nora Lee, we love you too.
Right. Thank you. And she is going to be among us working retired, but she's just going to be working during the week, so she could come back on the weekends if she wanted to, but okay.
I just want to say we're new, obviously, to Tennessee, a new church, and Terry really made us feel welcome when we came here, and I'm really going to miss her. And I wish her mom and her lots of luck in everything when she was in South Carolina.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anybody? Okay, I'm sure they'll have some thoughts they'll want to share during the meal. So in between shrimp, you can talk to them. All right, but we are so blessed to have had Terry with us for what time she was here. How many years have you been here? 15 years. Okay, so she was even here before me. Anyway, boy, you've run a lot of preachers off, haven't you, Terry? Ms. Terry? Yeah, it's good to have Wanda back too, and the twins, isn't it? Yeah. All right. So now that Terry's leaving, Wanda's come back. Okay. Okay. You've run a lot of preachers off in your time, haven't you? Okay. Great. But we do appreciate her ministry so very much to us, and we will be recognizing her a little bit more at the luncheon that she didn't know anything about. Who would have thought that Rockwood United Methodist Church could keep a secret? All right, but anyway, as we prepare to go to, yes, we do have a video that we want you to see also. There's the bartender. All right. Thank you, Keith. Oh, I like that bunny outfit she had on her. I didn't know she had a second job. But as we go to prayer, are there joys and concerns you'd like to share? Your daughter's having surgery on Tuesday, okay? Is she local or no? Okay, we will be praying. God knows where she is, and God's there too, so we'll certainly remember.
That's prayers for Chris.
Prayers for Chris, okay? Beth Snipes, gallbladder surgery today. Where?
I don't know if she can tell me. She just texted me and told me that she's having surgery.
Okay, thank you. School starts Tuesday in Blount County and will be starting everywhere else shortly thereafter. So, pray for the teachers. Next Sunday, we will recognize the students and administrators and teachers. So do be in prayer for them. Be prayer. Joanne Fuller, two strokes at the bridge. Continue praying for her. Yes. Pray for Kevin and Teresa as they head toward their 50th anniversary. Yes. As the music plays, allow God to prepare your heart for prayer. Heavenly Father, this morning, we thank you for this beautiful day in beautiful East Tennessee. in this great and grand and glorious country in which we live. We pray this morning that you would remind us that we are citizens, first of all, of the kingdom of God. Remind us, Lord, that we are American Christians, not Christian Americans. Our faith is more than just an adjective. We pray, our Heavenly Father, that you would remind us that all of these people all around the globe are our brothers and sisters. Remind us, Lord, that we will have the opportunity to share with many of them in your kingdom. And if we can't get along with them here, how are we going to get along with them there? Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that we are so blessed. Remind us that we have the opportunity to reach out and change lives. Remind us today that there are those who are hurting and hungry and helpless and hopeless and homeless. Remind us, Lord, that each of us in our own way can do something about that. Heavenly Father, we pray today that you'd continue to bless Rockwood United Methodist Church. We realize that down through the years there have been many changes and transitions. There have been people to come and people who have gone. We pray that you would remind us that this is your church. It's not my church. It's not anyone else's church. It's your church. We thank you that we can be a part of building your kingdom here. We pray that you would use each one of us to your honor and to your glory. We pray it in the wonderful name of Jesus, who taught us all to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Ushers, would you come? Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for all of your many wonderful gifts to us. We pray now that you would bless these, our gifts to you for the building of your kingdom. Bless the giver. Bless the one who's unable to give. In Jesus' name, amen.
standing as we sing Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
Seated. Reading this morning first from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, with a little bit of paraphrasing. Don't let the excitement of youth cause you to forget your Creator. Honor Him in your youth before you grow old and say, life is not pleasant anymore. Remember Him before the light of the sun and the moon and the stars is dim in your old eyes, and rain clouds continually darken your sky. Remember Him before your legs start to tremble and before your shoulders stoop. Remember Him before your teeth stop grinding and before your eyes see dimly. Remember Him before the door to life's opportunities is closed and the sound of work fades. Now you rise at the first chirping of the birds, but then all their sounds will grow faint. Remember Him before you become fearful of falling and worry about danger in the streets, before your hair turns white and you drag along without energy, without youthful desires. Remember Him before you're near the grave, when the mourners will weep at your funeral. And then reading from Psalm 62. I wait quietly before the Lord, for my salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. So many enemies against one man, all of them trying to kill me. To them, I'm just a broken down wall or a tottering fence. They plan to topple me from my high position. They delight in telling lies about me. They are friendly to my face, but they curse me in their hearts. I wait quietly before God, for my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My salvation, my honor come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. O, my people, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge. From the greatest to the lowliest, all are nothing in His sight. If you weigh them on the scales, they are lighter than a puff of air. Don't try to get rich by extortion or robbery. And if your wealth increases, don't make it the center of your life. God has spoken plainly, and I have heard it many times. Power, O God, belongs to you. Unfailing love, O Lord, is yours. Surely you judge all people according to what they have done. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
And someday, and someday.
I kind of figured that with Terry joining the ranks of the working retired, that it might be good to remind each one of us how we can age gracefully. Now, someone has said that growing old is mandatory as long as you're breathing. However, having a grouchy attitude about it is strictly optional. I believe that Jesus laughed a lot because the Bible said that children were always flocking around him, and children don't like grouches. I believe that everywhere that Jesus went, even stray dogs would gather around him wagging their tails, just wanting him to pet them. And I believe Jesus was glad to do that. Let me share something with you that I read a while back. Someone said, I've had two bypass surgeries, a hip replacement, new knees, fought prostate cancer and diabetes. I'm half blind, can't hear anything quieter than a jet engine, take 40 different medications that make me dizzy, winded, and subject to blackouts. I've had bouts with dementia, have poor circulation, can hardly feel my hands and feet anymore. I can't remember if I'm 85 or 92. I've lost all my friends. But I am so thankful that I still have my Florida driver's license. Now, if you've ever lived in Florida, that ain't funny. Senior citizens are constantly being criticized for every conceivable deficiency of this modern world, whether it's real or imaginary. However, Marley, are you listening to me? I don't think so. She's all right. However, let me point out that it was not senior citizens who took the melody out of music, who took the pride out of appearance, who took courtesy out of driving, who took romance out of love, who took commitment out of marriage, who took responsibility out of parenthood, who took togetherness out of the family, who took learning out of education, who took service out of patriotism, who took the golden rule from rulers, who took the nativity scene out of cities, who took civility out of behavior. It wasn't senior citizens who took refinement out of language, dedication out of employment, prudence out of spending, ambition out of achievement, God out of government and school. We certainly are not the ones who eliminated patience and tolerance from personal relationships and interaction with others. We do understand the meaning of patriotism and remember those who have fought and died for our country. Does anyone under the age of 50 know the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner? Just look at the seniors with tears in their eyes and pride in their hearts as they stand at attention. Did you hear this past week the NFL is losing money in attendance because of athletes who will not stand for the national anthem? Way to go. I think they need to learn. They stand pride in their hearts as they stand at attention on Veterans Day and our country's birthday. It goes on, yes, I'm a senior citizen. I'm the life of the party, even if it lasts until 8 p.m. I'm very good at opening childproof caps with a hammer. I'm very good at telling stories over and over and over. I'm aware that other people's grandchildren and great-grandchildren are not as cute as mine. I'm sure that everything I can't find is in a safe and secure place somewhere. I'm wrinkled, saggy, lumpy, and that's just my left leg. I'm beginning to realize that getting old is not for wimps. And then a top 10 list. You know you're getting older when your kids try to count the candles on your birthday cake, but they're driven back by the heat. Your social security number has only two digits. Number 8, you're 38 around the chest, 44 around the stomach, 100 around the golf course, and a pain around the house. Number 7, you realize that whatever Mother Nature gave you, Father Time is taking away. Number 6, you're at that difficult age, too old to work and too poor to retire. I thought I'd get a nod on that one. Okay. Number 5, you read the obituary section of the newspaper first, and you notice how many of those listed are younger than you. Number 4, you've gone through the 3 stages of hair. Parted, unparted, and departed. Number 3, you stop buying green bananas. You might have to think on that one, folks. You're not sure how much time there is left, and we don't know if we have time to wait for you got it. I knew you'd get that. Okay. Number 2, every new person you meet reminds you of somebody you already know. And number 1, you know you're getting older when everything hurts and what doesn't hurt doesn't work. Some of you are aware of that already. Okay, now maybe we ought to get into the sermon, okay? Aging is an issue that every one of us face. Over in Psalm 62, we find David's 7-step program for trusting God as we age. And whether we are 8 or 80, as long as we're breathing, we're aging. So this applies to every single one of us. As we read there from Psalm 62, the first thing we notice, verse 1. David says, I wait quietly before God, for my salvation comes from him. We wait quietly before God. Someone has said that we need to spend some time every day in silence before God. This is the same term that's used in Leviticus chapter 10, verse 3, when it says, and Aaron was silent. So often we think that when we pray, it's reading God our grocery list and then hanging up. No, there are times when we need to learn to just be silent, be quiet before God. The older we get, the more difficult it becomes to spend time with God. We need to wait silently before God without complaining when things don't go the way we think they ought to go. We need to let God do God's work. Number 2, we need to hold on to those things that are eternal. Verses 2 through 6. He alone is my rock and salvation. We read that to you earlier. He alone is my rock and salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. When things are changing, there's one thing that we can count on that never changes, and that's God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the midst of the storms of life, God is the one we can trust in. Aging can be a deterrent to faith, but faith can be a great deterrent to the issues of aging. Number 3, don't let people, things, life, don't allow people, things, and life to shake your faith. verses 3 through 7. He alone is my rock and salvation. We just read that. My salvation and honor come from God alone. He's my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Number 4, trust God always. Verse 8 says, "Oh, my people, trust him at all times." Learn to trust God in every issue that comes along. As we age, we discover whole new issues that come about that sometimes are a whole lot more difficult to deal with than the ones we had when we were younger. Learn to trust God regardless. A few years back, we heard PTL a lot. What does PTL stand for? Praise the Lord. Well, that's good, but I'll tell you something that's even better. PTLA. Praise the Lord anyhow. There are going to be a lot of times when life doesn't go just the way we would want it to. We need to learn to praise the Lord anyhow. What a difference he makes. Number 5, pour your heart out to God. That's exactly what it says there in the last part of verse 8. What does this mean? We see Hannah, who poured her burden out to God there in the tabernacle. Hezekiah, who spread out a threatening letter in the temple, means being purposeful and passionate in our prayers to God. Don't be afraid to say, "Okay, God, I'm opening up to you. Here it all is. I need your help." Number 6, don't allow the presence or lack of money or stuff to ruin your life. You'd think some of the richest people in the world would be some of the happiest people, wouldn't you? Now, I don't know much about them personally, but I heard this past week that Bill Gates and the CEO of Amazon are the two richest men in the world. $90 billion with a B dollars. Can you imagine? That's $90,000,000,000. I don't know if they're happy or not. That's their problem, not mine. Can you imagine if your kids knew that you had $1,000,000 stashed away somewhere? If your neighbors knew? If your friends knew? You'd be laying awake all night, every night, wondering if it were safe, and wondering what's that noise. That's a good thing about not having much. You don't have to worry too much about somebody coming to take it away. Verse 9 said, "If from the greatest to the lowliest, all are nothing in his sight. If you weigh them on a scale, they're lighter than a puff of air. Don't try to get rich by extortion or robbery. And if your wealth increases, don't make it the center of your life." It's not what we have in this world, it's what has us that makes all the difference. Verse 10, David talks about money. And this is an aging issue too. So often we think that as we grow older, as we retire, that money is going to be a major issue. 1 Timothy chapter 6, "Tell those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which will soon be gone, but their trust should be in the living God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and should give generously to those in need, always being ready to share with others whatever God has given them. By doing this, they will be storing up their treasures as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of real life." Ephesus, this letter was written to the churches in Ephesus, the Ephesians. Ephesus was a wealthy city, and the Ephesian churches were probably filled with wealthy people. Paul advised Timothy to deal with potential problems by teaching them that riches carry responsibility. Those with money must be generous and not arrogant. They must put their hope in God instead of their wealth. Even if we're not rich, we all have something to share with others. A number of years ago, I directed a junior high camp up in Michigan for 5 years. 200 campers, junior high, for a solid week, every summer. What a blessing. One night, they have a law in Michigan that the camps are closed camps, which means that once camp is started, nobody's allowed on the campgrounds. Doesn't matter if it's a bishop or the pope or anybody or the president or anybody else, it's a closed camp. And one night as I was walking across the campgrounds, a convertible load of teenagers pulled onto the campgrounds. And they were talking to all of their friends that were there and whatnot. And I went over and I chatted with them for a minute and I said, I'm sorry guys, but this is a closed camp. You're not allowed to be here. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. The boy that was driving the new convertible looked up at me and he says, do you know who my dad is? I said, yes, I do. Does your dad know who the county sheriff is? They left. But you see, because his dad had money and influence, he thought that the rules didn't apply to him. And this is exactly what is being talked about here. It says, we often measure people by power or wealth, but on God's scales, it says, these people are lighter than a puff of air. Wealth and power are nothing in God's eyes. Only the work we do for him has eternal value. Which leads us to number 7. As long as you live, work for God's kingdom. David said, surely you judge all people according to what they have done. Let me share a poem with you here in closing. You've probably heard parts of it before. It says, two little lines I heard one day, traveling along life's busy way, bringing conviction to my heart and from my mind that would not depart. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, yes, only one. Soon will its fleeting hours be done. Then in that day, my Lord to meet and stand before his judgment seat. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, the still small voice gently pleads for a better choice, bidding me selfish aims to leave and God's holy will, and to God's holy will to cleave. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, a few brief years, each with its burdens, hopes, and fears. Each with its clays I must fulfill, living for self or in his will. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. When this bright world would tempt me sore, when Satan would a victory score, when self would seek to have its way, then help me, Lord, with joy to say, only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Give me, Father, a purpose deep, in joy or sorrow thy word to keep, faithful and true, whate'er the strife, pleasing thee with my daily life. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Oh, let my life with fervor burn, and from the world now let me turn, living for thee and thee alone, bringing thee pleasure on thy throne. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, yes, only one. Now let me say, thy will be done. And when at last I hear the call, I know I'll say, 'twas worth it all. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. We need to believe that our salvation is from God. By grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. You see, we do not do good works to be saved. We do them because we are saved. We should allow God's kingdom to help us to age gracefully as we build that kingdom together. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for your goodness. We pray now that in these moments together, you would help us to do your work and to do your will. We pray, Lord, that as Terry leaves here to go to a new mission field, that you would surround her and Nora Lee with your presence, with your grace, with your gifts. We pray that you would open doors for them. We pray that you would bless them abundantly. We thank you, Lord, for their labors here with us. We pray now that you would go with them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please stand with us as we sing, God Be With You, till we meet again.
Thank you.
However, I'm going to ask her to come down here and stand with us at the door, because not all of you may make it over to the luncheon, and we want to give you a chance to meet and greet with her. Choir, you can handle it, can't you? I knew you could. Okay? Now, may you leave this place. As you age in His love and grace, may you do as might see Him shining through you. Heavenly Father, we pray now that you would bless the food and the time of fellowship together. We pray that you would bless Terry and Nora Lee as they begin this new chapter of their lives. Surround them with your love and grace in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, now and peace.